Bjorn Baker's got a couple of minutes for us. And Bjorn, we're just talking about this 10,000, all the question marks about Nature Strip and 1,200, but Champagne Cuddles could be just sitting there waiting for that last 100.
Yeah, she's in good order, and I hope she is there at the last 100. It's a great race, and it'll be a great spectacle today as well.
It will be. Look, there seems to be genuine pace. Is that the one thing that will be an asset for you with I'm a Ripper and Nature Strip, you know, putting it along early?
Yeah, I think so. She's fairly adaptable, whether she can be closer or sit off or take a sit. She's sort of done everything in her career. And Blake knows her well, and he's riding better than anyone. So he'll just play it by ear, I'm sure.
The form around her reads really well. She's just got to win a good race, isn't he? I mean, she's there at the highest level now, and they're very hard to win, but the form couldn't be any stronger.
Yeah, she's been right there in some good races. Her last couple of runs have been outstanding, and I think her work's been really good. She's been lovely and relaxed and settled, and she seems to have travelled up nicely as well. So I think she's well in herself, and she's just got to overcome probably... Well, it's not the most favourable barrier, but on the flip side, she's probably more likely to get clear air.
Bjorn, you've got three runners here at Scone where we're broadcasting from. I spoke to you yesterday morning off air, and you had a little bit of an opinion of Egyptian Missile going forward.
Yeah, I do. It's always a tough ask putting a horse in a stakes race first run, but there are sort of no easy two-year-old races at the moment. I like her. I think she's definitely a filly with a big future regardless of what happens today. She's got to overcome the wide gate, 11 of 11, today at this stage. So hopefully, more than likely, she'll probably get back and look to run on.
Redouble has that form. You know, this Luskin star today, it's a staggering just how strong it's come up. And you're meeting similar horses again today. But off the last run, you've got to be there somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah, he's drawn a bit better today, so he sort of jumps, and he always tends to jump pretty well. Last time from the wide gate, we had to sort of pull him back, but I think he's in great order. His work's been good. He probably looks better than he ever has. And really, his last three runs, you can't fault them. They've been around good horses. They've been fantastic, and hopefully he can run well today, and we can look at getting him up to Queensland.
Okay. And the other one you've got is one that's lining up at a benchmark 78. Any thought there from a really wide draw?
Yeah, we haven't been to the old draws. It's the common theme, unfortunately. But he's actually, I've only recently acquired him, but I've been pretty happy with him. His work's been good. He's had a couple of quiet trials. He's going to need luck from out there, but I think he's definitely got a few ones in him for sure.
All right, well, mate, good luck with your runners here at Scone, but particularly with Champagne Cuddles. She'll be around the mark somewhere. You just got to have that Group 1 little luck.
Exactly. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Bjorn. Bjorn Baker joining us there, talking about his key runners today.